Welcome back to Marriage Monday. Thanks so much for joining with me. My name is Dave Barringer, and this is my podcast to help you grow your marriage one Monday at a time. We're in this kind of mini series of talks all about questions, and I want to give you different questions to ask your partner. I want to get good conversational intimacy to get going in your relationship. And so last week, we talked about questions to ask on your date night. And today, we're going to give you questions to ask instead of the classic question, how was your day? I mean, it's not bad. How was your day is fantastic. But many times, we get individuals that will say one-word answers like fine, terrible, hectic. They'll give you one word, and you're just left there wondering, okay, what does that mean? So many times, like, well, talk to me about that. I don't want to talk about it. And the person walks away, and all you've got is that one-word answer to hold on to. And I'm wondering if there's a better way to approach so that you can better digest the day together and truly understand your spouse a little bit more. So here we go. I'm going to give you five questions to think about, five questions to utilize that can be in your arsenal so that maybe not when they walk in the front door. Remember, communication is about timing, tone, and technique, and timing is, it's just not good timing. But maybe as you're getting ready for dinner, or as you're having dinner, or sometime in the very, very early evening when everyone's had a little bit of time to decompress from the day, that you can sit and maybe ask a question or two from this list. So here we go. Here's a good one to start off with. What made you laugh out loud today? What made you laugh? Now, it may seem like a very silly question, but you actually might learn something about your partner that which increases the connection that you have with him or her. But what made you laugh today? What caused you just to LOL in a moment? And again, you may learn what makes them laugh, what caught them off guard. You may even have to ask, okay, why did you find that so funny? My wife will ask me that time and time again, and sometimes I was just tired and it just hit me weird. Or the moment just happened out of the blue, and I've never seen anything like that before, and it just sat funny. And if this is one of those things that you will ask on and off, what it may actually do is train your spouse to start looking for the funny in life. That's something my daughter says about me. She'll say, Dad taught me to look for the funny in life, to look for the lighter side of things. And I don't think that's a bad thing at all. But if your spouse knows that you're going to be asking, you know what? They may start looking around a little bit more for it. And when you ask that question, whatever answer you get, you're going to start learning a little bit more about your spouse. How about this one? If your day was a song, what would it be and why? And maybe not a song. I mean, pick a meal, pick a color. If your day was blank, if it was a song, if it was a color out of the Crayola box, what would it be and why? Seems like a little bit more of a deep psychological question. I could think of my morning. If somebody were to ask me that right now in this moment, I would probably say The Sound of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel, just because it's been a very, very quiet morning in the office. I'm here before anybody else. I'm the only one in the building. It's just been me. I haven't played any music. It's just been Dave in the office. And that's fine. And it gives you a chance to answer questions, maybe even think about the music that they're listening to. If they bring up a color or a meal, it gives you a chance to ask a couple more questions. But right there, it's just something to have fun with, but might give you a little bit more insight about your spouse. What about this one? What gave you a sense of accomplishment today? What made you feel accomplished? But this is fantastic. And again, you might find out about a big project that they accomplished, or it could be something small that they've been trying to deal with. The last thing you want to say, I will say, is this, is no matter what they say, don't say, that's it. That's all you got done. Why is that such a sense of accomplishment? Now, you can ask, hey, what was so successful about that? Why do you feel successful about that? Or why did that give you such a deep sense of accomplishment? Why is that such a fulfilling experience? Because you just want to understand it. And again, it's all about the sense of the tone. Why is that an accomplishment versus, man, tell me about that. Why was that such a big deal? Why is that so fulfilling? And to really understand your spouse, begin to see the world through their eyes and help understand, you know what? That's cool. That's pretty awesome. That's wonderful. And so right there, the goal is really to get that meaningful conversation. It gives your spouse a chance to begin to talk through the things that they like to do. I'm telling you, my wife and I love sharing these. We love telling each other, listen, I got this done on my list today. I've been working on this today. Or you know what? I don't feel very accomplished today because I was interrupted all day. And it gives us a chance to really kind of talk through those moments, talk through our day, and learn a little bit more about each other. How about this one? Number four, How would you like today to end? Now, some of you might be afraid to ask this because you're going to think my spouse is going to say sex. Now, they could say that. You know, I'm fine with that in marriage. That's wonderful for marriage. But they might say, you know what? How do you want the day to end? Man, I want to work on this project. I want to veg out tonight. I just want to sit and read a book. I want to go for a run. I want to go to the gym. I want to do this and at home. I want to work on this project in the garage. Just give them an opportunity just to kind of share how they want to end the day. And I've had some people say, well, if they've been accomplished all day, I want them to be accomplished in the evening. But sometimes you need a mental break and you need to have that lazy, boring evening so that your brain and your body can decompress from the day or maybe from the week. But ask them the question, how do you want this day to end? And you might learn a little bit of something about your spouse and the way they want to relax and or why they need to relax in terms of what they've been through throughout the day. Lastly, here's a phenomenal question. What did you learn today? What did you learn today? This is my favorite question for interns, is when I talk with interns and they walk through situations, I will look at them and say, so what did you learn? What did you learn from that moment? And I think it's just something interesting to not just ask your kids after school, but us adults need to be asked that because we learn new things all of the time. And you may learn some interesting thing that maybe they grabbed from a podcast or maybe they heard something on the radio, they saw something on social media, maybe something at work took place and they learned something about another individual or maybe they learned something about themselves that day. Quite often when I deal with some very tough situations, I'll go home and I'll just tell my wife, thank you for being you. And she will know. She doesn't even ask. She just knows. I dealt with a tough situation that really made me appreciate her all of the more. She doesn't need any details. All she knows in that moment is, hey, my husband had a good realization today, and I'm very thankful for that. And vice versa. She's done the same thing with me. So here we go. Five questions. Five questions that you can utilize to replace, how was your day? Maybe you both are cooking dinner together, and as you're prepping, it's great conversation. Maybe you're having dinner. This is another list that you can utilize to give you great conversation. And the goal here is you're not trying to be nosy. The goal here is to create conversational intimacy that will help the two of you grow closer and closer together as you continue to talk and lean into each other and listen and discover new things about each other's lives. That's all I've got. Have a great Marriage Monday, and we will see you next week. God bless.